So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? Hope you guys can hear me. All right. So a couple of things, you guys. Some of you guys have been following me on Instagram. Some of you guys have been following me on YouTube. Most of you guys will have followed me on emails. So firstly, I want to share with you guys a couple of my thoughts that I have been going through. One, which is, I don't know if you guys can notice, but I've actually lost close to about 8 kilograms. I don't know how much 8 kilograms is, but 8 kilograms is 17 pounds. Okay. So I lost about 17 pounds over the last, I think it's been about now 30 to 45 days since the beginning of this year. I started going to the gym and I've got this personal trainer that just really kicks my ass. So I'm excited about that. Very soon I am going to be posting before and after pictures. And, you know, as I was doing my thing when it comes to building businesses and whatnot, you know, I really started taking my health seriously. And I will strongly recommend you guys, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I know I'm a marketing guy, but this is more important, because what I realized is, you know, you can have all the money in the world, you can have all the fancy stuff, all the toys, all the material goods, but if your health is not good, you know, I started realizing, without health, all this other stuff that I'm chasing, maybe you're chasing, is pointless. Without spirituality, all we're chasing is just trying to get money, just trying to get that next high, that next dopamine hit. And I guess I was just in a deep, deep reflective state over the last maybe 2 or 3 months. Well, actually, it happened in December. My youngest brother, who lives in South Africa, came by, you know, and he really started educating me on, you know, what's the purpose of what I'm doing. And I realized that a lot of the things that I was doing, especially for the last decade, was me just going out trying to prove myself. I don't know to who or to why, but it was coming from a place of feeling like not enough, feeling like that I need to prove to everyone that ever doubted me. And although that's great to a certain point, I mean, it drove me. I generated tens of millions of dollars, traveled around the whole world, you know, helped a few people, or maybe helped quite a few people start their businesses, grow their businesses. Some of my students who have become mega, mega successful, you know, have become now friends of mine. But as I was reflecting, I realized, you know, and I just turned 30 years old. I don't want to spend the next 10, 20, 30 years doing what I've done for the last 10 years. And so I've been doing so much self-reflection, going to events, and doing a lot of reading. To be honest, I've started taking reading a lot more seriously and just going real deep. And that's probably what I wanted to share with you guys, is just some thoughts that has been going on in my head. One is, take care of your health. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, if you're 80 years old, because, you know, as much as we do this internet marketing stuff, it can take a toll. The stress, all of this stuff can take a real toll on your body. And then it affects your friends and family, your loved ones. And so a couple of things that has helped me. One is going to the gym and getting a personal trainer. Because every time I go to the gym by myself versus I get a personal trainer, which now I have someone that's there probably 3-4 times a week, I push myself a lot more. Second, I do a lot more standing up. Like, this is actually a stand-up desk. But standing up, when you're working, standing up, and this is something that I learned from Tai Lopez. He was talking about why basically sitting down will kill you faster. And it's worse than smoking cigarettes and all of these other studies that have come along. So those are two things that I've been a lot more focused on. Third thing is just making inventory of what truly matters in life. You know, a lot of the times when you're on social media, you're seeing people that have more followers, more likes, more popularity, and you're probably thinking, you know, why don't I have this? You know, I'll tell you this right now, as someone who has lived that life, you know, pretty much for a good 9 years, going on 10 years, you know, that's not what you want to focus on. What you want to focus on is, one, always developing yourself, and two, being, you know, I was doing this event in January here in London, and I was telling everyone the number one skill you need to learn in 2019 and beyond is learning how to learn. Okay, learning how to learn. I promise you, it's going to give you the biggest multiplier effect in your life, right? Like learning how to learn. And there's one guy that I recommend. There's so many people I can recommend, but there's one really good guy. His name is Jim Quick. J-I-M-K-W-I-K. Jim Quick. Okay, that's his name. You can find plenty of his stuff for free on YouTube. He's got a podcast. I plan to bring him on one of my podcasts as well. But that guy has a lot of good stuff when it comes to coming up with, like, basically learning how to learn fast, how to increase your brain power, your memory power, all of those good stuff. So, yeah, I think that's like one of the big things that I was having in my head was, you know, when you are also running your business, you're facing challenges, always remember why you're doing it. And when you're even remembering why you're doing it, come from a place of love versus anger versus regret versus hate versus guilt and shame. I don't know about you guys, but I realized through this process, especially in the last few months, I started learning, I'm learning Arabic right now, started going to more classes to learn about spirituality. As I'm going through this process, you know, I realized, wow, I had built up many years of guilt, shame, insecurities, feelings of not being enough. And it was pretty eye-opening. It was pretty eye-opening. Okay, so I'm going to just recommend you guys, I'm not lecturing you here, I'm just recommending you guys take some time out and figure out, you know, what is the underlying driver that you have? And maybe it's something that is feelings of not enough. Because I'll tell you right now, one of the things I see with all the entrepreneurs, like 95% of us entrepreneurs, we always live in our own bubble. And it gets lonely. Like, it doesn't matter if you have friends and family. I'm grateful for all of those things. But it gets really lonely as an entrepreneur because very few people will know the kind of challenges that you're going through. And another thing, you know, not to be a downer, but most of your challenges actually don't actually go away, right? But what happens is you become much stronger at overcoming those challenges, right? Like, once upon a time, you know, I wanted to make 10 grand a month, and then I had bills of 10 grand a month, and then I had bills of 50 grand a month, and then 500,000 a month. And then I remember, you know, a few years ago, probably when I was about 26, I woke up to a surprise tax bill of over 500K. I paid that off. But these are things that, you know, you think it would break you. You think it would tear you down. Shit's going to get real. Life is going to end. But when you start embracing, you know what? It's really not that bad. Whatever you're going through, it's really not that bad. It could be so much worse. And it just gives you a sense, for me anyway, sense of relief and a sense of optimism as well. You know, if it's not that bad, how much further can I push it? So honestly, I feel like the last 10 years of my life, I was chasing money, ego, fame. How many people can I speak on stage? What can I close? How big can the deals get? You know, when I started doing $100,000 deals, I was like, it's not enough. You know, I need to do 250K. And then I started doing $250,000 deals, then I was like, that's not enough. And what made me open up my eyes was honestly, you know, my younger brother, who he comes maybe three times a year from South Africa, and he left kind of this world, so to speak, to focus on just pure spirituality and just serving God. And when he came by last time, you know, he was asking me specific questions, such as, you know, when is enough? Like, when do you plan to focus on things such as your health, your family, things such as spirituality, you know? And everyone has their own beliefs and stuff that they follow. So for me, you know, I got to also work towards what I'm building for, let's just say, my afterlife, all the, you know, the good deeds that I can do in this world that I can take away with me when I die. And some of you will resonate with what I'm talking about. Some of you guys will be like, all right, Shaq. But whatever the case is, everyone's in their own journey. And, you know, what made me realize, to be very open with you, is I was following wrong people and I was following the wrong journey. Because see what happens is, you know, for me anyway, you know, as I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. So I felt like, you know what, I got to go and make money. So I started making money at a young age, 21, 22. And my father, God bless him, you know, he does okay for himself. And it's for some weird reason, I always wanted to prove to him that I could go out and achieve X, Y, Z. So I started pushing myself. And then I started finding mentors. And I mean, you can tell, right? Like, I spent close to $500,000, if not more, paying, you know, Dan Sullivan, $25,000. This guy, Dan Pena, 20 G's. You know, name me. I don't just get their books. I buy anything and everything that they sell. And this is actually one of the greatest habits you can develop, because sometimes you learn one thing from a mentor and that could change your life. Sometimes you won't learn anything from a mentor even after you pay them so much money. But 2 years, 3 years, 5 years down the line, you realize you've learned something, and that could be really, really worth it. So what made me really open up my eyes was realizing I'm chasing all of this stuff that I thought was going to give me fulfillment, right? And some of you, this message, you will ignore, okay? It's kind of like when my mentor, when my first earliest mentor, a guy called Kerwin Ray, he said to me, Shaq, don't chase $1 million. And I was like, you're only telling me this because you're a millionaire. And he said, I'm telling you, don't chase just the money. Because if you chase just the money, you will get the money and then you will realize it's not all that. So I remember, you know, first time I made $1 million and I saved up $1 million cash. I was probably 24 years old. Okay. I went and bought a car. And then when I made my first $10 million, I remember going and treating myself to a watch. Okay. And then I thought to myself, this isn't enough because these mentors of mine, they make 20 million. So then I went and made my first 20 million. And then I saw another mentor of mine and he had surpassed $100 million. And I thought, what I'm doing is not good enough. So I need to push myself and I need to now go and make a lot more. So I generated more, another $10 million. And then it came to a point where I realized an extra $1 million really doesn't double my happiness. So what am I doing this for? And then I realize now what really motivates me is helping someone fix a problem in their life and come up with a solution. And I can't help you with things such as weight loss because I'm doing it myself now. I lost 17 pounds, which is good. But when it comes to building an internet business, when it comes to creating wealth, leveraging internet marketing, that's something I've put in 10,000, 20,000 hours. And so that's something I could help. And instead of being distracted and going all over the place, I started coming back to what would I do if I didn't need to do it just for the money? And this is one of the things I'd like to do. I'd like to make videos. I'd like to educate people on the mistakes so that you don't make these mistakes. I'd like to create new courses that will really help people make the first six figures or the first seven figures or even the first eight figures. So that's some thoughts on my head. I don't know if this stuff is making sense to you guys, but I just wanted to ramble on and just share with you guys. So James asking about one of my mentors, his book is called Your First 100 Million. And let's see, I have a 2-hour podcast coming along. Okay. Next month, I'm launching my podcast. If you guys want me to bring any guests, let me know. I'm more than happy to bring anyone and everyone on. I've got Dan Pena. I've got some. I got Mark Ford. Okay, this is the guy behind Agora Financial. They did $1.5 billion last year. Me and my wife, we spent probably about 6 hours talking, masterminding, learning from him in person in Bermuda. And I have a podcast coming out with him. I think I'm going to also have a podcast with the CEO of Agora Financial. So I'm pretty excited about that. What's Dan Pena about? He's got 100 million. You know, what I found with those guys that are doing 100 million plus is, you know, the money is a byproduct of the value that you create. And that's what it comes down to. And I teach this at the live events and the seminars, but money is always going to be a byproduct of the value that you create. So if you want to make more money, you want to ask yourself, what's the value that you can provide? It's like my wife the other day asked me, you know, if you had to go make $1 million in the next 30 days, you know, which I've done actually more than once now, $1 million in 30 days, what do you do? Like, how do you even come to go and achieve that? How do you go and attract that? And you do that by asking yourself, one, what's the value that you can provide? Because if you can't provide any value, then unfortunately, no one's going to give you money, right? Second is, who is going to be that person that comes in, buys your products because of the problem that you're solving? And if you can kind of dial in a few of those components, you're on the right track. Yeah, this is a sweet spot for me to easily crack 6 to 7 figures, you know, especially because I've been doing more than seven figures per year for now, I think about 6 years, 7 years. Wow, 6, 7 years now. Okay. All praise to God. Get in touch, shoot me a DM, and we'll schedule a call for next week or something. And we'll just rant and come up with a game plan. Okay. We'll see what's up. All right, you guys, I appreciate it. And I will see you guys soon. Peace out.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.